You're listening to LGRadio.online. Welcome to In Love with Motown with me, Leo Green. We start today with a singer whom we know best as one of Marvin Gaye's main duet partners. She had started life off as part of James Brown's touring show before arriving at Motown a few days after her 20th birthday. She had just started recording solo records for the label when fate stepped in. Marvin's singing partner, Kim West, had left the label and the label's new signing was then drafted in as Marvin's new partner. Marvin Gaye and Tammy Terrell getting us started in this edition of In Love with Motown here on LGRadio.online with me, Leo Green. Thank you very much for tuning in and I hope all is well with you. As we've heard in these shows, UK artists have been covering Motown songs ever since the first recordings began arriving here. And the woman who sings on our next recording possesses the greatest female voice I've heard, certainly in my lifetime, that's come from the UK. I have been lucky enough to work with her a few times and I'd love to do more with her. In 2005, she recorded a collection of her favourite soul songs and, of course, Motown featured heavily in the selection. This is the brilliant Misha Paris. London's Misha Paris with her take on the Four Tops here on lgradio.online. Now that's from Misha's album Soul Classics, and on there you'll also find a version of this Jimmy Ruffin song. The version I've chosen for this episode comes from another Brit who's also been obsessed with the Motown sound from the moment he first heard it. And he's typical of so many of the UK artists, the fact that they first heard Motown music at such a young age and yet remain besotted with the music a lifetime later, tells us everything we need to know about the impact on the UK of Berry Gordy's musical legacy.
As I walk this land, a broken dream, I have visions of many things, but happiness is just an illusion, filled with sadness and confusion. What becomes of the broken hearted, who had love that's not departed? I know I've got to find some kind of peace of mind, maybe. The roots of love grow all around, but for me they come a tumbling down. Every day heartaches grow a little stronger. I can't stand this pain much longer. I walk in shadows, searching for
Rod Stewart sings Jimmy Ruffin here on lgradio.online. I've touched upon in our previous editions, which are available via the Listen Again page on the website, about the 2002 documentary which featured the surviving members of Motown's house band, the Funk Brothers, accompanying some of today's singers with the original musical arrangements. We'll hear something from that album in a second, but what I find delicious is that as much as we know and love the vocal performances by the Motown singers, like Marvin Gaye, who was so defined by this next song, it's the musical arrangements played by the Funk Brothers, which, along with the lyrics and music, have aged equally as brilliantly, as exemplified by this recording, which features the voice of Ben Harper.
Oh, I bet you wonder how I knew about your plan. But
Ben Harper with the Funk Brothers here on In Love with Motown with me, Leo Green, on lgradio.online. You know I'd love to hear from you, so please do drop me a note via the message board on the website, lgradio.online, or just email me directly. The address is info@lgradio.online. Lennon and McCartney's songs featured with Motown's artists almost instantly after the Beatles' records were recorded and released. This was recorded by Diana Ross in 1973, and it features a glorious arrangement from Gene Page, who had arranged so much music throughout his life for Motown artists at various points, including this for Diana Ross. And it's yet another genuine musical tribute from a Motown artist to a song from the UK.
Imagine there's no heaven. It's easy if you try. No hell below us. Above us only sky. Imagine all the people living for today. Imagine there's no country. It isn't hard to do. Nothing to kill.
Diana Ross singing the Beatles. Time to squeeze in one more here on In Love with Motown, and it's another solo gem from the great Tammy Terrell, whom we lost when she was just 24 years old. Considering her too brief life and career, the legacy left by Tammy is extraordinary. Aside from the classic duets with Marvin, there's some fantastic solo recordings like this one. Tammy Terrell concluding matters here on In Love with Motown with me, Leo Green. Thank you very much for listening. Please do check out the website for details of all our shows. And don't forget, you can listen again via the Listen Again page. This is lgradio.online. Thanks for listening.